You're listening to SBS News.
Villages across western Germany are underwater in what's being described as once-in-a-century flooding. The hilly Eifel region is one of the worst affected. In the town of Schult, many homes are now uninhabitable, while others are no longer standing, having collapsed into the raging waters. Karl-Heinz Grimm lives in Schult and says rivers which had previously posed no threat have inundated entire communities with little warning.
The Ahr is a tiny stream, you know. It usually only comes up to 50 to 60 centimeters, a completely harmless river. Nothing really. That's why it was a surprise. There is 4 or 5 times as much water in its current state. And last night was just madness.
There are still many people waiting to be rescued as helicopters carry the stranded to safety one by one. Firefighters are going door to door to assist anyone who's trapped and retrieve the bodies of those who weren't able to escape. The scale of this flooding and the destruction it caused is unprecedented. Olaf Scholz is Germany's finance minister and vice chancellor. He's among several leaders connecting the extreme weather to global warming.
Das hier ist eine Naturkatastrophe.
This is a natural disaster, but the fact that this disaster could take place in this way certainly also has something to do with the fact that climate change is also progressing in the way and at the speed that we have been able to observe for a long time. That is why this must be a further incentive also for those who have become victims here, that we must do everything we can to stop man-made climate change.
Chancellor Angela Merkel's on a farewell visit to the White House before departing her role this year.
Jetzt der Tag schon fast zu Ende, ein Tag von Angst um Leben und Besitz.
The day is already drawing to a close, a day categorized by fear, by despair, by suffering. Hundreds of thousands of people were suddenly faced with catastrophe. Their houses were literally death traps. Small rivers turned into flooded, devastating rivers. And I must say, my empathy and my heart goes to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones, or who were still worrying about the fate of people still missing. And I include Belgium, Luxembourg and the Netherlands, who have also suffered from floods.
Und ich schließe auch die Menschen ein in den Überschwemmungsgebieten von Belgien, Luxemburg und den Niederlanden.
In Belgium, a 15-year-old girl was among the dead there, swept away by floodwaters that toss cars down city streets. Reaching those who need to be rescued is still a challenge. Arnaud Lamy is a firefighter.
The water level is already dropping a bit. It's dropped about 30 centimetres here since this morning. But it's still difficult to get to the people because the water has dropped 30 centimetres, but it was 4 metres high.
There is more rain forecast, but it's hoped it won't be as heavy. Some areas recorded a month's rainfall in just a few hours. Yet it will take days for the waters to recede and much longer to repair the damage. Nikki Canning, SBS News.